It's All Things Considered on 88.5 KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. This year, Washington voters have a say in who they'd like to see on the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. The two justices, most recently appointed by Governor Inslee, drew challengers in this election. Two incumbents are running unopposed. Hugh Spitzer teaches state and federal constitutional law at the University of Washington. He also has the perspective of having run for a seat on the court in 1998. I spoke to him for some context about who's on the court, why it matters, and how he thinks about this choice. We started by discussing the challengers.
In the case of Dave Larson, who's running against Raquel Montoya Lewis, he is a district court judge, a state district court judge in Federal Way. He ran a couple of years ago and was unsuccessful. And I think he's very interested in serving on the court. So because there was a new appointment, he is presumably thinking he has a shot at being successful in taking that seat. I think he comes from a judicially somewhat more conservative background, although Justice Montoya Lewis, I would characterize as being pretty middle of the road.
And Justice Whitener's opponent.
So Richard Cerns, who's running against Justice Whitener, he only recently passed the bar, and he served in most of his career as a school administrator and school superintendent. Probably not the right kind of person to serve on the highest court in the state right away. And he may have realized that because he's not actively campaigning.
So his name remains on the ballot, but he's not pushing real hard for this.
Correct.
This is one of, if not the most diverse courts, certainly in Washington state history. Maybe if we zoom out too and look nationally, what's the value in that for Washingtonians? Does that make a difference?
I think it does. Diversity is incredibly important because it brings a range of experiences to the bench, and people from different backgrounds can understand the issues and concerns of a wide variety of people in our community. I will say that our court is, while being diverse ethnically, religious background, and so on, is not as geographically diverse as it might be. We just have one Chief Justice Stevens, who comes from Eastern Washington, from Spokane. And we no longer have anyone on the court who comes from a super conservative or super libertarian background. We used to always have one or two. Right now, they're basically mainstream to somewhat liberal in terms of their backgrounds.
If I'm a voter in Washington, you know, I open my voter's pamphlet or I look at my ballot and I see Washington Supreme Court. What do I need to know about how important this race is for me to make a good decision on? What do I need to know about the court's function in my day-to-day life?
Sure. This is the highest court in Washington state. It's important to remember that states actually have more impact on our day-to-day lives than the federal government does. It's state laws and the state constitution that make the real difference on things like domestic relations law, property law, contracts, torts, like personal injury cases, the kinds of things that people, you know, regular people are likely to see. So the court's decisions are likely to have more effect on our day-to-day lives. The key thing is you want to vote for judges and justices who are experienced, who seem to have a pretty broad background and experience in different things and different types of jobs. And so that's what I look to. Whether or not I agree with how a particular judge rules in a particular case, I really care about the experience and hard work.
A conservative majority was further cemented this week on the U.S. Supreme Court. As you said, our state Supreme Court tends to lean more progressive. Do those two courts balance each other in any way, or is it so separated that, there's not really much, you know, kind of pushback? Or
sure.
Much,
yeah. Under what I guess I would call a Madisonian system from James Madison, he and the other people who wrote the U.S. Constitution intentionally set things up so that there would be conflict, not only between the different branches of the federal government, but also conflict between the states and the national government. And that was set up that way to protect rights. So that's why I was saying that the Supreme Court, U.S. or a state Supreme Court, the one that protects rights more, that's going to prevail. So the U.S. Supreme Court, for example, says that it's okay for police to go through your garbage doing searches because you've thrown out the garbage and who wants garbage anyway. Whereas our state Supreme Court says your garbage can is your castle. It still belongs to you. And the police cannot search your garbage can without a judicial warrant. That's a greater rights protection that we enjoy here. If there's a conflict between the interpretation of the state constitution and the result and the U.S. Constitution, then the U.S. Constitution and the U.S. Supreme Court always prevails. But those conflicts are very rare. And so the state Supreme Courts and state constitutions are really important in terms of protecting individual liberties and rights.
You ran for the state Supreme Court in 1998.
Right, for an open seat.
What did you hope to bring to the court, and do you see it there now?
Well, I was very interested in being on the court because I felt that a number of the opinions that I was reading and studying were not very well written and not thought through very carefully. I really put a high priority on clarity and intellectual honesty in appellate court opinions. And so I ran, and it was really a great experience. I got to meet lots of really wonderful people around the state of all kinds, a really great experience. The person who was successful that year was Faith Ireland, was a good judge. I wish she'd stayed on the court longer. Generally speaking, I would say our court today is as high in caliber as it ever has been. The members of our state Supreme Court are very smart. They are serious about their work, and they're good writers. So I'm pretty pleased with where the court is and how it's developed over the past 20 years.
That's University of Washington law professor Hugh Spitzer.